Good evening. This is Akashvani Kohima. I am Katholina with the evening news. The headlines: India-Namibia sign 4 MOUs to deepen partnership by exploring new areas of cooperation. Chief Minister Nipiryo showcases Nagaland's investment and tourism potential at Osaka Expo 2025. MP Supongmaran Jamir chairs first Disha meeting in Paran. And Nagaland government employees demand all pension scheme better health benefits. Now the news in detail. India and Namibia today signed a memorandum of understanding in the presence of Prime Minister Narendra Modi on setting up of Entrepreneurship Development Center in Namibia. Both countries also signed an MOU on cooperation in the field of health and medicine. Letters of acceptance for Namibia's joining of CDRI and Global Biofuels Alliance have also been presented. The MOUs were signed after delegation-level talks between Prime Minister Modi and Namibian President Netumbo Nandi-Ndaitwa at the State House in the Namibian capital, Windhoek. This is Mr. Modi's first visit to the South African country, during which he was conferred with Namibia's highest civilian award in recognition of his contributions to strengthening bilateral ties. The Prime Minister will also address the Parliament of Namibia during the final leg of his five-nation tour. Chief Minister Nipiryo today showcased Nagaland's rich potential in investment, tourism and human resource during a business session at the Indian Pavilion at Osaka Expo 2025. On a brief visit to Osaka, Japan, Mr. Ryo is engaged with businesses to promote Nagaland's strengths in human resources and tourism. During the session, advisor to Chief Minister Abu Mehta also outlined opportunities in agriculture and creative economy, among others. Lok Sabha MP and Chairperson of the District Development Cooperation and Monitoring Committee, Disha, S. Subongmaran Jamir, chaired his first Disha meeting in Paran today. The meeting reviewed the implementation of centrally sponsored schemes and developmental projects across departments in the district. In his address, Mr. Jamir emphasized the need to mobilize central funds and ensure effective implementation of schemes to benefit people at the grassroots. He also proposed introducing inter-district competition among Disha committees to improve performance. The MP further recommended inviting lead banks and village councils to future meetings to improve planning and community participation. Heads of departments, including PHED, Social Welfare and RD, presented updates on their activities and challenges. The meeting concluded with a call for inclusive, transparent and accountable development across the district. Along with the rest of the nation, the Confederation of All Nagaland State Service Employees Association, KANSEA, today took part in the national strike called by the All India State Government Employees Federation, AISGEF. The KANSEA leaders, along with various sister organizations, addressed the media and highlighted their five-point charter of demands for the state alongside the 11-point AISGEF charter of demands. In its charter of demands, the KANSEA has asked for rolling back the new national pension scheme and unified pension scheme to the old pension scheme and constitute state pay commissions and ensure the implementation of the 8th central pay commission along with periodical revision of pay every 5 years. It also sought implementation of a comprehensive health insurance scheme to ensure cashless treatment in all hospitals for pensioners and employees, including contractuals, improving facilities at all empaneled district hospitals under CMHIS, and implementing in toto the eligibility criteria for induction or selection to the IAS cadre of Nagaland as per vacancy circular issued on March 10.
The KANSEA, along with the sister association, the so-called core committee, comprising of other three sister associations, the FANSASA, the NFSA, the NSSA, along with the KANSEA, they have a core committee. They are taking up the issues with regard to IS inductions.
Later, the KANSEA official submitted the charter of demands to the chief secretary of Nagaland. This is Akashvani Kohima giving you the news. For quick news update, follow us on our X handles AIR News Alerts and AIR underscore Kohima. You can also listen to this news bulletin on News On Air app and YouTube channel AIR News Kohima. Welcome back. You're listening to the evening news. Deputy Chief Minister Yanthong Opadon conducted surprise inspections across multiple government departments in Wauka today, reinforcing the state's no work, no pay policy and commitment to administrative discipline. Mr. Opadon reviewed attendance records and conducted physical verification at the Department of Transport, Department of Agriculture, and the Department of Water Resources. During the checks, several staff were found to be absent without prior sanction. In all cases, disciplinary measures, including same-day salary deductions, were enforced for unauthorized absences. Mr. Padon reminded employees of their responsibility to maintain punctuality and proper leave procedures. He warned of more checks in the coming months. Further, the Deputy CM also engaged with department officials to hear grievances and operational challenges and assured necessary follow-ups. Five major tribes of Nagaland, namely Ao, Angami, Lothar, Rengma and Sumi, staged a protest today demanding a review of the state's reservation policy. Under the banner of Five Tribes Committee on Review of Reservation Policy, they demanded either scrapping of the current job reservation policy, which is in effect since 1977, or to reallocate the unfilled reserve positions specifically to these five major tribes.
We are here fighting for justice, fighting against the deprivation and segregation. We are here demanding justice and we are here propagating meritocracy.
The committee has warned of further agitation if the government fails to form the promised commission for review of the policy. Nagaland Chief Secretary Dr. J. Alam today inspected flood heat areas in Tsumukedima district following days of incessant rainfall across the state. He checked road conditions near the Olive Hospital Junction along the National Highway and directed the administration and NSDMA to intensify visits to flood-affected areas and oversee ongoing relief efforts. Dr. Alam, along with Advisor for New and Renewable Energy and NSDMA, Zed Nushito Nyute, and district officials also toured Medziphema subdivision to assess the flood situation. The team inspected severely affected areas including the Piphema-Tsipama boundary and Kukidolong, where mudslides and landslides have caused significant damage. Officials of Kohima Municipal Council, KMC, inspected the landslide-affected areas in and around Kohima town today. Speaking to media, KMC chairperson Nikozo Shokrie said reports of property damages will be submitted to the government for further action.
Kohima KMC bi government ke likhi ne manu khan ki ki damage ho se noksan ho se itu khan sob te government ke likhi dibo ko ne ham khan itya khura se.
During the inspection, the officials visited PHQ areas, Pulbari, Raza Point, Bayava, and high school areas. Ward councillors also informed that landslide at PHQ affected area will be compensated and work will be done at the earliest. And Global Terror Financing Watchdog Financial Action Task Force, FATF, has said that e-commerce platforms have been used in the procurement of materials for a terrorist attack in India. This was revealed in the terrorist attack at Pulwama in 2019 and Gorakhnath Temple in Uttar Pradesh. FATF, in a report on a comprehensive update on terrorist financial risk, said that digital platforms such as social media, messaging applications, and crowdfunding sites are increasingly being abused for terror financing. Several forms of support have been reported, including direct financial support, logistical and material support, or the provision of training. To end the news, a repeat of the headlines. India, Namibia signed four MOUs to deepen partnership by exploring new areas of cooperation. Chief Minister Nipiu Rio showcases Nagaland's investment and tourism potential at Osaka Expo 2025. MP Subongmarin Jamier chairs first Disha meeting in Paran. And Nagaland government employees demand old pension scheme better health benefits. That's all we have in this evening news bulletin. We will be back with the morning English news at 7:30 tomorrow. Have a pleasant night.